This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The United States is celebrating its birthday, highlighting it. Gala July 4th festivities here in a steamy, hot Washington. Though there are some who claim that U.S. President Donald Trump has hijacked the day to put the focus squarely on himself. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
He says it'll be the show of a lifetime. Fighter jets overhead, Abrams tanks on display. The president himself will speak at the Lincoln Memorial in what the White House says will be a patriotic speech. But critics like Code Pink's Medea Benjamin say he's using the military as a political prop.
It is a misuse of taxpayers' money to use this for what seems like a campaign stop.
Asked if the president has to walk a fine line tonight and stay away from politics.
I don't know what that means. He's proud of his patriotism.
Top economic advisor Larry Kudlow says he is too, and invites Democrats into the patriotic tent. Sagar Magani at the White House.
There is confusion over U.S. census forms that need to be printed and mailed out. The Trump administration insists the forms include the question, are you a U.S. citizen? The Departments of Justice and Commerce had agreed to drop the question, but in a tweet, President Trump charged that those reports amounted to fake news and says there are serious efforts underway to get the question into the 2020 census. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more on all this.
A Justice Department Assistant Attorney General Joseph Hunt communicated with a federal judge Wednesday, saying there may be a legally available path under last week's Supreme Court decision that would allow the citizenship question to be included in the census. It was announced this week the process of printing the census form had begun and that the question wasn't being included.
That was Jackie Quinn of AP. An Australian student detained in North Korea for more than a week has been released. 29-year-old Alex Sigley is en route home to be reunited with his wife. This is VOA News. Iran says it will begin to upgrade its uranium enrichment this weekend. President Trump took the United States out of the Iran nuclear agreement more than a year ago. And Iran's President Hassan Rouhani suggests that gives his country a nuclear-free hand. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma with a report on Tehran's latest warning.
President Hassan Rouhani has warned European partners in its faltering nuclear deal that the Islamic nation would increase its enrichment of uranium to any amount that we want, putting pressure on them to offer a way round intense US sanctions targeting the country. Authorities on Monday had acknowledged Iran has broken through a limit placed on its stockpile of low enriched uranium. An increasing stockpile and higher enrichment closes the estimated one-year window Iran would need to produce enough material for a nuclear bomb. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China has accused Britain of flagrant interference over Hong Kong after London voiced support for anti-government protesters there. Britain has warned Beijing of serious consequences if it breaches the agreement that turned Hong Kong over from British to Chinese control in 1997. Pro-democracy supporters say Britain has a legal and moral duty to stand up for the freedom of Hong Kong's people. Protester Daisy Chang questions the Chinese territory's future on the issue of freedom.
In China, you don't even have freedom of speech. You just speak one thing that they are wrong, you are going to put in jail. So can you imagine that after 28 years, what will Hong Kong be? Nobody knows.
It was a very good week for U.S. markets heading into this 4th of July holiday. AP correspondent Shelley Adler brings us up to date.
It's a pause for Wall Street after setting a bunch of records on a holiday-shortened day. Investors pushed the S&P 500 index to its third straight record high close. The Dow passed its record of October of last year by 179 points. It closed at 26,966. Tech stocks led the gains, so Nasdaq also joined the record-breaking club. The rally follows a slight easing of trade tensions between the U.S. and China. Both nations have agreed to refrain from new tariffs while they open a new round of negotiations. The markets reopen Friday. I'm Shirley Adler.
The United Nations has updated its casualty figures and now says at least 44 people were killed and more than 130 wounded in Tuesday's overnight airstrike on a migrant detention center outside the Libyan capital, Tripoli. Many of the migrants had been detained in that center after failed attempts to reach Europe. The African Union is calling for an immediate Libyan ceasefire and demanding that civilians, especially detained migrants, be protected. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
No. news. It's BOA.